From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sydney Steele. The city of Columbia has named an interim police chief. Today's announcement comes about a month after the resignation of former Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
Jeff Jones starts as Columbia's interim police chief February 3rd. He's spent more than 20 years in the department. Jones says he plans to meet with department staff over the next 2 weeks to set new expectations, and he says he hopes the community will see the change as an opportunity.
Policing must be built on trust. I recognize the need to grow together, heal together, and learn together. I hope you see this as a great opportunity. I sure do.
Jones cited community policing as key to the department's strategy going forward, and he urged the community to be thoughtful and deliberate in working together toward progress. He vowed, "We will not ignore the past while focusing on the future." Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
Some Missouri schools are calling off classes tomorrow because of plummeting temperatures. Much of Missouri is under a wind chill warning or advisory, with wind chills expected to drop as low as minus 30 degrees Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the cold could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Some K-12 schools are calling off classes, including schools in Columbia, Cole County, and Boonville. Truman State University has also canceled classes. So far, MU has not called off classes. The University of Missouri is planning to raise the cost of food and housing at three campuses beginning next school year. UM system officials approved the rate hikes for its Kansas City, St. Louis, and Rolla campuses on Monday, the Kansas City Star reported. The Columbia campus will be the only one with declining costs. Officials approved a plan to lower room and board rates by 1.8% in November to help manage a dip in enrollment over the last 4 years. The UM system board of curators approved the lower rates in November in hopes of recruiting new students, according to a university spokesperson. The university officials plan to finalize the increase February 7th. Authorities have arrested a second suspect in the shooting death of the student body president of Lincoln University. Police in Jefferson City announced today that 19-year-old Michael Boucher was taken into custody overnight in Texas on a second-degree murder warrant in the death of Lincoln University senior D'Angelo Bratton Bland. Boucher and the other suspect, 29-year-old D'Angelo Frazier, initially were charged with dealing drugs in the neighborhood where Bratton Bland was killed last month. Witnesses told police that before the shooting, Boucher and Frazier had been pointing weapons and yelling at people standing by cars. Police say there is no evidence that Bratton Bland did anything to contribute to the shooting. Boucher is awaiting extradition, while Frazier is imprisoned in Missouri on unrelated charges. Sydney Steele, KBIA News, Columbia.